Hi, thank you for holding, Kyle. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
I'm doing great, Laura. How are you?
I am doing well as well. You know, it's a Wednesday. We're getting closer to Friday. So that's always great news. Yes. Exactly. So, I mean, I kind of overheard a little bit. You've been in business already for 30 years, so that's a pretty long time. Congratulations. How has everything been going for you?
Good. Really, it's been my dad's business, and, you know, he used to do all the manual work and labor for the business on top of looking at jobs, selling jobs. So it used to be a one-man, my dad. Now that my dad's getting older, I quit my job and decided to pursue alongside with him.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so I practically grew up on the job site, so.
So you know all the ins and outs, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. It's nice to get to work with your dad and also help him out. You know, it's kind of, I'm sure that's what your dad probably wanted most of the time.
Yeah.
Yes. And what do you guys do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Really, we've been doing a lot of Facebook posts. I started the Google Guarantee, but there's some information I still have to gather that Google Guarantee needs on our end to get that started. We also, you know, pay for referral leads from past clients. We're on Angie's list, so we pay for those leads, depending on which leads we want to take.
Okay, all of that sounds good. It sounds great. How's Angie's working for you?
Really, it's a hit or miss. You know, I've gotten a few jobs from there. We just started Angie's list maybe about a month ago.
Okay.
You know, so we have quite a bit of leads come in, but at the same time, you know, I personally feel, since I'm the one that takes care of all the Angie's list, I see all the leads come in. My dad really doesn't do anything with that. You know, with me seeing all the leads come in, I personally feel it's way overpriced for what you get. You know, so that's why, you know, if something that could be enticing, you know, then I, you know, put in a request for the customer to reach out to us instead of the other way around. So.
Got it. Yeah, I've heard, you know, conflicting advice when it comes to Angie's, from pretty much a lot of our clients. That's why I'm always curious to find out, you know, how it's working for you. Now for Facebook, are you guys publicizing your page or are you running ads? What exactly are you guys doing with that?
Yeah, so, normally I post, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 posts a week. And depending on which post, I mean, we don't run like Google ads or Facebook ads all the time, but if it's something nice, we might, you know, run some Facebook ads. But then again, you know, Facebook ads is a hit or miss as well, because even when you try to target a region or target an area, you know, we still have people from New York reaching out to us, and it's like that wasn't even in the
That's weird.
Target region. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. The reason why I ask is we do Facebook ads as well, but I'll kind of get into a little bit about what we do. So what we do is we work with exclusive listings. So when we start working with your company, we do close out the category, and we don't work with another company that does what you do in your area. So these are exclusive leads, basically. So there's no sharing of leads, for example, how Home Advisor or Angie's does. These are calls that are going to go directly to your business. And we do that with first page placement. So what that means is, well, let me first ask you, do you know what first page placement means? Since you know a little bit about Google Guarantee, so I'm curious if you know how the other parts of Google work.
No, you know, a few months ago, I talked to a gentleman, can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was on Google where, like, the algorithm with Google had changed, and, like, if I was to do work in a neighborhood, it would have, like, the pictures and the reviews of the customer there in the neighborhood, and then, like, say a customer or somebody a block away searched, you know, roofing company in the area, then our company would, I guess, be the first one to pop up because it showed us doing work in that area. So we talked to a gentleman about that probably two months ago.
Okay. And did you guys start the program with them, or were you guys kind of thinking about it?
No. I mean, we were thinking about it. But it's just, you know, where we were trying to spend our advertising money, then it seemed like it was a right fit at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my dad's got locations down in Florida that he's been working, you know, 7 years, no, going on 10 years, 10 or 12 years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, he stepped away from Ohio back, like, 2010. So now that I'm kind of taking over things here in Ohio, you know, things have been kind of slow getting back up. So at the time, it didn't seem like it was a right fit to put our advertising money just in that one category. When we could have when we diversified it to get more reach, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty much following. I understand what you're trying to say. Okay. So with us, so where we would be putting you is right there in that local map section on Google. Do you know what area I'm talking about?
I do believe so. I was talking to somebody with Google. Maybe 3 weeks ago now, when getting set up with like local ads or local, it was like local ads
it's
or
Google
something
ads.
Local.
It's Google ads. Or, oh, wait, if you're talking about a company, it might be local 411. But I'm
no,
not sure.
No, it wasn't with the, it was with
okay.
Google. It was.
It's Google,
Google
ads
but,
then.
Okay.
It has to be Google Ads because Google only has Google Guaranteed, Google Ads. They have the local map section and the organic section. There's nothing else with Google other than that. We are partnered with Google, so we do offer all of Google's products. So that it has to be Google Ads because it can't be anything else. So that's kind of – okay, so that's why I wanted to go over with you your different options. So the first thing I recommend is that local map section, which is what we would do. You get 15 keywords. When somebody searches one of these keywords in the area, your business pops up on that first page, right there where the local map section is. Now, normally I recommend doing Facebook ads, but you do have an option of doing Google ads. It really just depends. What sounds better for you? Do you lean more towards Facebook or Google ads? Google ads are more expensive than Facebook ads. That's one thing to take in consideration as well. Or I can give you a quote for both. I mean, it's the price for both, and you can decide which one would work better for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So I'll go with what I recommend. I always recommend starting with Facebook ads to get in some jobs and then get in some money flowing in for you. And then normally what my clients do is then they add on either Google Guarantee or they add on Google Ads. So I'll start with, you know, Facebook. So the first thing would be that local map section that we would set you up in. We would cover your bases with Yahoo, also Bing, voice recognition with Amazon Alexa, as well as Siri. And then it would be those Facebook ads. Now, the Facebook ads have been a very good profit for our clients. They've worked really well. So we only put the Facebook ads in front of people who are searching for your business. And then we also do the direct target marketing. But we do go off of, you know, the location, the cities or zip codes or counties that you are trying to, that you're trying to target, as well as income levels, if, age levels as well. If all those, we can target those markets. All of this as well is tracked through an app. So through the app, you're able to see how many people have been searching for your business with those keywords, how many people have clicked for your business. Also, those keywords, if you need to change them, you're able to do everything on the app. So that's pretty much what our service is. That's the one I recommend for the basic one when companies are starting with us. And it's at a flat rate as well. So it doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get. It's all included in the flat monthly rate. There's no contract, and it's $249 per month. There's a one-time setup fee for all of your programming of $99. So the initial investment is $348, but then after that, it's just $249 a month, and that's the flat rate.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No. You know, this. We get calls like this all the time, so, you know, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
To me, and it's definitely not new to me.
It's due to your data. I would assume so. You know, there is a lot of companies that do what we do. We've been in business for 18 years already, and we are partnered with Google. We are partnered with them at the highest tier as well. We're a Google Channel Premier partner. A lot of companies do what we do and they don't have those credentials. That's why we're able to provide pretty quick results compared to other companies. That's what I would say kind of makes us different. But, well, what do you think about everything? Because you said you've gotten these type of calls before. I mean, where are you guys at now? Is this something that you see yourself doing, giving a shot, seeing how it works?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I don't think it's something we have thought about in the past recent months. It's been more or less paying for the leads and or looking at shared advertising with other businesses as far as EDDMs go. You know, it hasn't been anything we've really thought about in the past few months. I do think it's something that, with being here in our Ohio location, that it's something that we might end up doing, in the future. But as far as, you know, getting jobs, putting the money back for advertising, meanwhile, you know, making sure the business has its bills paid, our bills get paid as well. I think we're trying to look for more organic work, that kind of just comes naturally, maybe from referrals or whatnot, versus, you know, trying to spend money when it comes to the digital marketing.
Got it. Okay. I mean, I think also, the thing too is, I think that if you would be able to see the results that this could bring you, I think it would also probably put a little bit more comfort in wanting to give a company like this a shot, right? I would assume there's somewhat of a doubt in there. Cause especially if you've spoken with other companies before, you know, you kind of see that there's a need there. You just haven't actually given it a shot, I would say. Cause I did do a quick search as well for roofing, just that keyword roofing in Dayton, Ohio. And I was curious to see if maybe your company would pop up, but what's popping up is Van Martin Roofing, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, Dayton, All Around Roofing, Siding and Gutters, JW Roofing, Enterprise Roofing. So I did not see your company pop up on that first page. So, you know, these are the companies that are pretty much capitalizing on, the first page placement. They take approximately 90% of the business because nobody really goes to the second page. Most people that look for a company on the first page, they pick somebody there. I mean, I think this would be a great opportunity for your business. I really do, especially in the roofing industry, because you guys make a lot of money off of one job.
You know, a lot of, yes, it does pay well, but at the same time, you know, the amount of bills that are just involved with the roofing business. So, like, our Florida locations, you know, my dad has to hold a special license to be able to roof in the state of Florida.
That's true.
And without having that license, you can go to jail and get fined and all your equipment taken. You have to be insured. Every job has to have permits pulled, pictures taken. Each job has to have a final inspection by the county inspector. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot involved, but also at the same time, a lot of money involved. You know, that's also wrapped up in these jobs. So.
Yeah, no, you are right about that. You're absolutely right about that. So I understand that part. I met two more, for example, we deal with power washing, companies as well. So some of them don't make, a significant amount, especially if they're known for taking smaller jobs. So we have to bring them like probably 8 customers for them to justify the $249 for them to feel happy with that. With when it comes to a roofing company, normally our clients that do roofing, after they give us a shot and they see that we're bringing them clients, they go into contracts with us to save money, because for them it's pretty easy to do contracts, at least from what I have experienced. So, I mean, the money is definitely there. I mean, I would say that the product would pay for itself, you know. But yeah, I mean, this listing, I am looking to get it filled. So we are calling roofing companies. So do you think that this is something that you would want to give a shot or to try out?
You know, it does sound interesting. And I do think we should capitalize on something like this. Especially, you know, we know Van Martin Roofing. They've been around for quite a bit of while.
Yeah, it says 10 plus years on their Google business profile.
Yeah.
And then the sheriff? Sorry, go ahead.
Like, I know I work for my dad, but I personally know the owner of Van Martin Roofing. So, you know, I do think it's something we should capitalize. And the biggest issue is my dad's an old timer. So all this, you know, digital marketing, Facebook, it's like he's not even on Facebook. And, you know, I've been trying to deal with this for like a year, trying to get him on board with different ways of advertising versus 2000.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, everything's done online now. Sorry, go ahead.
Is there any way to send me your information, like through email?
Yeah, so I can send you my info. So the thing is, since we're looking to fill the position, we do call out in the area. So that's what I kind of want to see a little bit about. If you think that this would be a good fit for you. Because if so, I want to put it on pause if you really think that this is something that you want to move forward with so the position doesn't get filled, because I would assume you would need to speak with your dad about this, right?
Yeah. I've got to head out to go look at a job, and when I leave here, not go look at a job, customer sign in an estimate, and I've got to pick up the deposit, so... once I leave the house here, I'm going to shoot him a call because I got to get out the door and then talk to him about it, and then I can give you a call back.
Okay. So
either way, if we do it or we don't do it, I will give you a call back.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out that email, and then I'm also going to send you a text message with our office line and my extension, so you can reach me at my extension directly. What's your email address?
Yep, it's Richardson, R-F-I-N-G, at AOL.com.
All right. That's not updated. Okay. As soon as we get off the phone, I'll send you that text message and that email, and then I'll just wait for your call. If I don't answer, can you just please leave me a voicemail, and then I'll give you a call right back?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I'll send that over to you, and we will speak then, Kyle. And also, any questions, please call me, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.